Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Everything we do is over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, and that's where we're going to archive this particular podcast. I have great guests for you. We have my old friend, she's just so great, from AESA, the Association of Educational Service Agencies, Dr. Joan Wade. She has brought with her one of their valuable partners, and I love talking about this subject, all about e-therapy for kids. We have Diana, and Diana, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, Parafiniuk, okay? Diana is the founder and chief marketing officer of e-therapy, which is one of the oldest companies in the field, and I got to tell you, this show, it's going to be like universal design, like curb cuts, okay? You know how they put curb cuts into the sidewalk so people with wheelchairs could get up on the sidewalk and they'd have to ride in the street, okay? Then that became universal, okay? We all use it for strollers, and we use it for our bags that we call the suitcases, et cetera, all right? E-therapy, all right, has become that. All right, e-therapy, which really became huge and so important during the pandemic because we had to reach these kids, suddenly we're going to see the growth of e-therapy, okay, throughout K-12 so we can reach every kid wherever they might be. And that's what we're going to be talking about today and how educational service agencies work with companies like e-therapy to bring the products to the school districts and work together as a group. Going to be a great show. All right, as mentioned, we'll archive at ace-ed.org. That's where our magazine is, okay, Equity and Access. We've got a new issue going to come out probably on Friday this week, or September, October issue. And we also have a new website started. We're just getting it started. We love it. It's called SEL Today, Social Emotional Learning, seltoday.org. That's just started, 2 weeks old now. Please go over, check it out. It's going to grow and grow and grow. And then add to that ace-ed.org, and you've got everything you need to know in the entire universe. What can I tell you? All right, without further ado, let me bring on my two wonderful guests. Okay, first of all, let me introduce my old friend, Dr. Joan Wade. Hello, Joan. Larry here.
Hi, Larry. It's great to be back with you. Thanks for having us today.
You are always welcome here, Joan Wade. You know that.
I appreciate that. I do know that, and it always feels like coming home, so I do appreciate that so much.
Thank you. I feel the same way. I feel the same way. It's wonderful to have you here. Diana, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Hi. How'd I do on your last name?
You did amazing.
Parafiniuk?
Way better than most.
Parafiniuk?
Yeah, well, it's Parafiniuk. It's Parafiniuk, but I love the Parafiniuk, so it's like,
okay,
you know, it gives it a little bit more jazz. So.
There is a U in there, right? But it's Parafiniuk.
You are correct. There is
okay.
a U.
Thank
but,
you, Diana.
It's a Ukrainian name, so you figure the UK, you know, lets you remember.
That's actually accurate. The UK at the end, Ukrainian. Is that common? Actually, that's pretty cool. I got to tell you, that's neat. And where are you located,
yeah.
Diana? Where are you? Where are you today?
I'm actually in northern Arizona in a town called Flagstaff, which isn't too far from the Grand Canyon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And about an hour and a half from my other favorite place in the world, Sedona.
That's correct.
I love it.
Up the canyon there. Yeah.
I know. I've taken that drive. Okay. It's a beautiful place. And, of course, you are the founder and CMO of, as chief marketing officer of e-therapy. Everybody knows that. And it's electronic-therapy.com. Electronic-therapy.com. And AESA is AESA.us. AESA.us. All right. Teletherapy, it's here to stay, I got to tell you. So let me ask the first question. Joan, okay, how did you meet? How did you hook up? Talk about the relationship with e-therapy, particularly with Diana's company. Go ahead, Joan. And talk about
thank you.
And by the way, feel free to talk about ESAs as well. I don't want to lose track of that.
Oh, thanks. I always do, Larry. That's my they're at my heart. You know that.
I know that.
I'm so excited to have everyone learn more about eTherapy. We've had quite a long-standing relationship with them. Diana's got a really interesting background because she's an educator at heart and started doing eTherapy in the rural parts of the country. And that's where a lot of our members have the most difficult time finding supports for students, right, is in the real remote parts of our country. And then during the pandemic, we really ran into some difficulties getting therapy to students, and we just didn't have enough therapists. We've always in our ESAs and in our school districts have run into problems with speech therapy. That's been a challenge to find enough speech therapists. But there's others that they do as well. And what it took the pandemic for people to really understand is that you can do therapy online, and it's very effective and very affordable. And so we were able to bring eTherapy to our ESAs across the country and help them meet the demand that kids needed. Well, I happened to be in Washington, D.C. with Diana a couple of weeks ago and learned in Washington, D.C. that they not only are doing eTherapy for your things that you might expect them to, speech therapy and counseling and occupational therapy and PT. Diana will tell you all about those things. But now they've got a really vibrant program around mental health support for kids. And so, again, we're in this arena where we have a hard time finding enough school psychiatrists to go around and upsteps eTherapy, and they will work directly with schools, and they'll work directly with educational service agencies to make sure that the kids get the services that they need the most. And so I'm going to let you talk to Diana about it because she has all the ins and outs of how it works.
Yeah, good segue. I like that. You want a job as a co-host. Yeah, that was excellent.
Anytime.
That was good. Good segue. I loved it. Okay. We'll be back after this important message. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have an important message to break away to. Okay, this is good. I'm just kidding on that one. All right. You know, Diana, it's interesting. Joan went off in that direction of the mental health. We're going to talk about this in great detail. But you heard me say we just started our new website, which is SEL Today, Social Emotional Learning. And it seems to me that what you do is, you know, we started our Consortium for Equity. Okay, a number of years ago now, that's grown like crazy. Okay, and equity is a key thing. We learned that equity has a lot to do with social emotional learning and mental health, and all the things that you do, all the types of therapy. Can you help me out and relate that to what is on every school district's mind these days is social emotional learning? I know you've probably put that into the mix somewhere. Diana.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And I really appreciate all the work that you're doing with that as well, and how important it is. And thanks, Joan, also for the acknowledgement and all the hard work that you
something.
Do. And yeah, amazing. And we had a really nice time in D.C. And getting the opportunity to connect with other leaders in the education space.
Oh, the heck with that. Did you have a good martini together? Did you have a good martini together? The heck with the consorting with the other great leaders in education. The key is the martini. Did you have a good time? Okay, good. Then you deserved a little playtime, too. Okay, you may now continue. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of mental health, you know.
Yeah. Bravo.
Well, we fall with that. So, and it is important, right? The equity and diversity and social emotional learning, especially right now.
Yeah.
It always has been, but I feel like we are in a moment where everybody's awake, which is wonderful, fortunate, and frightening all at the same time, right? Because now that we're awake, how do we address it? And how do we support it? And what do we do moving forward to be sure that we're able to reach educators and students and support that mental health, wellness, and counseling need in a way that is safe and successful and really provide that opportunity for educators to come out on the other end, stay in education, promote
yep.
their mental wellness, and be able to reach the kids. So no tall order there.
Yes.
To say the least.
Should be any problem at all. Should be done by this Friday. No problem.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I got that memo come across my desk on Monday.
That's
so
funny. It is a tall order.
Yeah.
It is. I'll say it this way.
Really
it's a tall order. Okay, it's true.
Yeah.
But we learned a lot over the last couple of years. And, you know, although it's, the old saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Well, we're way further along
right.
than one step with this. Okay? And it's
That's
a tall
right.
order, but we can do it. And, in fact, because companies like yours, we're going to do it better, okay, than we
That's
have
right.
done before. And the damn pandemic made us aware that we could do it better if we put our minds to it. Of course, we all of a sudden had to. Okay?
Exactly. One point I want to say on that with a teletherapy aspect to that point is that the pandemic has actually allowed people like Joan said to be aware that everybody's now had the experience of being online, right? And and that they're able to see it's doable. They're able to be able to approach it with a different mindset, coming from probably where they were before, which opens doors, right? It opens doors for us to be able to reach them. So talking about educators, you know, you have SEL today, right? And with that, we know now the curriculum that we need to put in place for the students, the social-emotional awareness that they need to have. And what about the educators, right? And so one of the mental health approach programs that we offer is for school districts and their educators and filling in that gap for allowing them to have access to wellness, coaching, and counseling. So we do a direct therapy model for counseling for the educators and students, of course, always students, but now also for educators. And we know that the turnaround time, right, for a community clinic or being able to access your local therapist is anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 weeks out to see somebody.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Now that we have teletherapy as an option, here we are. And we're able to provide that within a 48-hour turnaround, right? So we have an immediate need to support for that.
And, you know, it's interesting. What Joan said before, there's always been a shortage, and she used speech therapists. There always is, by the way, okay? But there's also there's a shortage of every type of therapist that we need, all right? But one of the reasons for the shortage is that we were trying to get they were there, but we couldn't get access to them, all right?
That's
but
right.
with e-therapy, this is a key word, produces access to therapy. Okay,
that's
there
right.
might have been a 1,000 therapists in Memphis, but the kids in Western Tennessee couldn't get there. Okay,
that's right.
Now they can. Okay, by the way, you can use any state. I'm not picking on Tennessee. You can use my state of Maine. Okay, the kids up north can't get to the therapist, which are, by the way, many thousands of them in Portland. Okay,
right.
It's that simple. So that's why you couldn't get that appointment. Now you can. Okay? And you
that's
were doing
right.
that for schools and all that. It's that simple. I have to ask you, how long is the company, eTherapy? Okay, again, electronic-therapy.com. How long have you been in business? What got you? What made you start it, Diane?
Yeah.
Heck of a good idea.
Right. Yeah. Well, 12 years. 12 years. And like Joan said, you know, one of the very first in our space. And people looked at me like I had three heads, and how could you do this, and what are you thinking? And you know what I was thinking was, we have to get to these kids. They're not getting the services, right? How can we solve the problem? And like Joan said, I live in a really rural community. I live on the border of the Navajo and Hopi reservations, and that's where I started in 2008, in 2009. And there was nobody to pick up the phone and call, right? I mean, I didn't have a map or a guide, and I didn't know if it was going to work or if it was going to be successful, if I was going to be able to get the kids. But in my bones, I knew something needed to change, and I knew we had to reach the students. And as a traveling therapist, I wasn't filling the gap either. I was spending so much time traveling. Like you said, you know, you have these kids in rural Maine. They have to drive to Portland. They have to get to the therapist. So what does that look like? And it stemmed from that. I was working from the corner of my kitchen, you know, logging on and finding out-of-the-box solutions, because at that time there weren't just plug-and-play access to online streaming and sharing your desktop and showing, doing interactive activities. And we had to make that. We had to build it. We had to come with answers and problem-solving solutions. And the amazing experience that I had personally changed my life, changed the students' lives, and changed the lives of the school districts that we worked at that weren't getting services to the extent that they needed them. And that was the foundation of e-therapy 12 years ago, which has been a monumental personal journey and wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, and you're the founder, by the way. I mean, it's just absolutely great. When you talk to a school district these days, who are you talking to? Is it a superintendent decision? Who makes the decisions when it comes to e-therapy?
Right. Great question. So there's all different leaders that partake in the decision-making process. So sometimes it is a direct special education coordinator, special education director. Sometimes it's the principal that's solving all the problems at their school and wearing all the hats. Superintendents as well, who are interested in being part of the fabric of those particular programs and wanting to know what's going on and being able to connect us with the team that they have in place. And surprisingly enough, other therapists at districts that are desperately searching for support and bringing information to their leadership teams and saying, hey, you know, this is something we should look into. This is something that would benefit our whole team. So all the different players in education actually have a piece to play, a part to play in this experience.
And I would imagine this year more than ever, and you probably can talk on this for hours, there's so much trauma out there. And we have to remember the kids were away from school. Some kids are starting school having no preschool, or a kindergartner suddenly finds himself in second grade. I mean, it's just wild. Children all over the country lost family members due to the pandemic. We talk about, we sometimes forget 700,000 people almost died from this thing. They're still dying.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, there's just a lot of trauma out there. All right? And what are you finding this year? Okay? Using that as a launching pad. What are you finding this year?
Yeah. No, this is such an important question, right? Because we have a mentality of, okay, we were done with that. We're back to normal. We're getting in the swing of things. Let's just move forward. And of course, let's just move forward from a survival point of view. But there's a reality here that our kids are facing, that what they've gone through and the trauma and anxiety that they've experienced, and that doesn't just go away because we say, make it go away, right?
That's right.
Now,
your point is well taken. I'm going to say it again. There is a reality out there. We can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but the talking is meaningless to the reality. We have to be aware it's a reality. I love that line. I'm writing it down.
It's true. And the kids are the most aware, right? They're at a point where they actually – they articulate it in all different ways, and they're able to, whether it's by a simple tug on your sleeve, right, or a call out to a teacher for just a little bit of extra help, you know, and like you said, depending on their age, right? So you have your pre-K and your kinder and your second grade all the way through our high school students, and they have all different ways of presenting and demonstrating it, and they're all feeling the anxiety, and we know it. And so what can we do about it? And what Jonah talked about a little bit earlier is we fall in this place where we want to fill the gap. So the schools that have these social emotional learning programs or PBIS programs, you have your MTSS tier set up, but there is a piece in there, which is what do you do next with the information and training that
Talk into your phone so everybody can hear you. Talk right into your phone.
Okay. Okay. So what do you do next with the training and information that you received, you know, at your district? And now you are supposed to be an expert, this educator, in identifying all the issues and being able to take care of all the students. But let's talk about reality here, right? And let's support the educator. So we fall in that category of providing those group counseling and wellness sessions for the educators to be able to digest those trainings, be able to digest the information and use it applicably in the classroom and be able to work with those students, providing the resources and the tangibles for them to bring in to be able to support the teacher and the staff and the educator so that they can identify the student correctly. And then what do they do next, right? And where does that referral go? And how do we help the student? And that's where we come in, Larry. That really is it. It's a solution.
You know, it is a solution. By the way, Diana, I want you to hang up for a second and call right back in because I'm getting a crackle. I don't know if other people can hear it, but I can hear it. Just hang up, call right back in, and I'll talk to you more about this. I'm going to ask, while you're doing that, I'm going to ask Joan, I want to ask you, okay, how is AESA, the ESA, how do they work, okay, with Diana's company, any of your partners, how does that work? Okay, so she'll be right back. Joan, answer that question. How does an ESA work with you?
There, as you know, Larry, our ESAs, educational service agencies across the country, serve a region in the state. They serve a group of school districts, mostly public schools, but they also work with private schools. And so most of them have special ed services. And when they have a gap in meeting the needs of their schools because they don't have enough speech and language therapists, or they don't have enough occupational therapists, and they need to help support the school districts in those areas, they can now partner with e-therapy to help them fill that gap and provide that service. And so e-therapy will do it through the educational service agencies to the school districts. There are other cases where an ESA might not have any mental and behavioral health services for school districts. So our members can get a discounted rate through e-therapy to provide that service through to the school district. So in some cases, it is a full-on support. They just let e-therapy do the work and bring in a discounted rate because they're kind of doing a group buy, if you will,
with
e-therapy.
They are.
Yeah. And the other one is the one that the model I really appreciate that Diana was able to bring to our members was this filling in the gap. So a service agency might have five speech therapists or language pathologists on staff, but they still don't have enough to meet the needs of the school districts in their region.
Especially
so then e-therapy will work with them that way. Diana has it set up so flexible that it makes it really easy for our members to go to e-therapy and work out a plan that meets the needs of the school districts for the adults in the building and the students in the building. So that's a really important part as well.
Yeah, and I agree. Don't forget the adults in the building. They've been through the trauma, too, and they've had a rough year. They need help as well because they're dealing with people who are in this. And Diana is back. You heard all of that, right, Diana? At least 99% of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a better connection, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Absolutely. There was a clicking. There was a that wanted that to stop.
Oh.
You like? That was a good imitation, right?
That was good, Larry. That was very good.
I do parties at nursing home imitating phone sales. it's a small part of my income, but people seem to enjoy it anyway.
That's funny. I was just thinking about some of the ways that e-therapy works with our members and with school districts around their mental health programs. So it's not just going in and providing the direct service to kids. It's also the teacher training that they do on identifying students and doing screenings and doing referrals. They do a really nice job around suicide assessments, which is so incredibly important in today's society. It just is heartbreaking when you hear these stories of too young of students and adults that are committing suicide, and e-therapy can help with that. So I don't know, Diana, if you want to talk to that a little bit, but I just am very impressed with those types of support.
I have to say that's really key. And Diana, do you know Ann Brown at Cook Center?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Ann Brown at the Cook Center.
Ann Brown. No.
You know her? Okay. I'm just going to introduce you guys, since suicide is, I didn't realize that was part of your mission. Okay. And they are experts in teen suicide prevention. And actually, you're in Arizona. You can walk there because she's in Utah.
Oh, wow.
Don't actually walk there. I wouldn't do that. But you guys should just know each other. That's the only reason. She's a dear friend of ours here, and the Cook Center, okay, is just has some great resources on suicide prevention. Just so you know.
Oh, lovely. Okay. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're super people. Diana, I want to talk about suicide prevention, or however you want to do it. I'm curious. Joan touched on this. You know, a shortage of therapists, but you seem to have a great and good number of therapists. So what's the word out there? Are there enough therapists to go around? Well,
right.
We use e-therapy, and that you know, the e-therapy really helps, as we said before. But just talk about that.
Right. It's true. I wish we could clone therapist upon therapist upon therapist.
Yeah, me too.
We do have an amazing community of therapists. We have hundreds and hundreds of therapists, and then we also have an extensive e-therapist community as well. So fortunate for us, we are able to, and because of telepractice and teletherapy, like you said, you're able to live in West Virginia and then work in Tennessee, and you're able
hold
multiple licenses. So we have a really broad reach to be able to support that need, like Joan said, for the filling those gaps for the districts that just cannot get the therapist that they need. And we fortunately, because we have a really wonderful culture here at eTherapy that is led by therapists, all of our management team is our therapists, really supporting our therapists. So we come to it with a complete and total support for our therapists, providing the schools the therapists that they need. And fortunately for us, it's been a really wonderful experience to have those therapists at our fingertips. We also do extensive training on our end for therapists to do teletherapy and continuing education. Yeah, we've been a really big leader in the teletherapy space from the beginning. So fortunate for us, we do a lot of trainings and webinars and continuing ed for teletherapy in all the different modalities, making sure that the experience is successful, not just for the student, but also for the therapist, because you have to be able to do it well and have a good experience. And then that way your outcomes are successful. And so we are fortunate in that regard.
I think they're fortunate to have you. Okay, and have your team there? I'm curious, and I think I already know the answer. Okay, I would imagine that most of your work, and I might be wrong here, is with non-big city districts. Okay, that most of the work is not totally rural, but more smaller districts, you know, the suburban districts, however you want to say that. Am I right, Diana?
We're small to medium-sized districts, and rural, but also interestingly enough, some inner city, you know, programs within, Southern California and things like that, because, like you say, we need more therapists.
Yes.
So wherever.
Yeah. So they're even running out where there's a slew of therapists. Okay.
Exactly.
They need more and more. Yeah. You know, it's just. I just wish that everybody's mental health and everybody's needs were such that you only had three people working for you, you were making $1 million, and that's all we needed. Okay.
Right.
But we're a long way from that. Okay, and school
yeah.
districts have to understand they have to provide these services. I mean, we try to teach the whole child, and they just that you can't teach a child if they're carrying so much baggage, and that baggage
yeah.
may be speech therapy needs. Okay,
yeah.
that kind of
yeah.
a thing, you know,
sure.
and it's just
so,
yeah. Whew. Go ahead,
yeah, the
please.
Communication, right? Communication is key. So for all of those students that struggle deeply and experience all those speech and language impairments, and they're not getting the intervention, and they're not getting the support, and they're not getting the service, we are doing a disservice, right? And so we're here.
That's right.
And I think that's the biggest challenge, right? And that's why Joan's here today, too, is to educate and to make all the districts aware you have options. You have people that you can reach out to that can immediately solve your problem and be there to support you and provide the therapy that you need. And that's why I'm so appreciative to be here today, so that we can let everybody know that we exist. And we're here for you. And please reach out to us because we can solve that.
Happy to do it. I'm glad you're here, too. Okay, and one of the things I just want to talk to you about as we wind down here, and I saw this on your website, which, again, is electronic-therapy.com, okay, and it says, license the eSmart teletherapy platform, and I love this, okay, which we haven't touched on yet. I'm just going to read off the website. License the eSmart teletherapy platform, and your own therapists can move their sessions online. Okay, and to get virtual sessions up and running. And just talk about that for a second, because we think
yeah.
of, yeah, we think of e-therapy as Diana's therapist, but you can
yeah.
also use Diana's company to teach
yeah.
your folks how to do well. Just go ahead. I don't know enough about
exactly.
it. You go ahead.
No,
yeah.
I love it. Thank you for bringing that up. And this
You're
has
welcome.
Just been a
I like
huge
it.
Passion project for us. Yes. And it's super important, so I'm glad I have the opportunity to talk about it. eSmart came forward because of the pandemic, and the inbound emails and calls that we received were, please help me, please help me, please help me. These were therapists in need that worked at the districts, and they all of a sudden found themselves in a trial by fire. Get online, do therapy now, and make it work, and track your hours, and track your data, and you know what to do because you're a therapist, so go ahead. And they had no idea. They had no idea what to do because they had been practicing and providing services on-site in one particular way, in one particular therapy model, and they had no idea where to start or how to work and engage the student. And so when we received all of that, we knew we had to come up with an answer. And we took, because we've been in business so long, we have our own internal system called STAR. And STAR allows any district that we work with for total and complete transparency to see clinical data, real-time access, goal progress for the students, and it allows these special education directors to have a complete system at their fingertips that audits their entire program, which makes their life easier so they can do their job instead of tracking down all the information. And our therapists use it to schedule their sessions, see the students, record their session data, track their progress, and invoice and bill and all those things. So
mm-hmm.
we had an aha moment. Let's make eSmart. Let's train these district therapists. Let's make them teletherapy experts. Because, again, the mission here is to get the students the services. And no matter how we do it, that's the most important thing at the end of the day. Right, and I want the therapist to feel confident and successful and have a good experience with teletherapy and pass that on. and be able to reach their students. So what we did is we did an intensive teletherapy training program for districts that licensed eSmart. They met with us live. All of our expert teletherapists worked with them, trained them. We allowed them, so in eSmart, it comes with a full comprehensive resource library from all the years that we've done therapy. So nobody has to reinvent the wheel. So these therapists that work at their districts now have access to all the activities and resources, screeners, assessments, and they can do it all through the platform. So they can schedule their sessions with their students. They can meet their session online with their students. They can track all their clinical progress data, and everything is there for them to work internally. And we were the springboard for that.
And now that
we're in situations where some schools may go hybrid, or some therapists may just have students on their caseload that the students never return back to the brick and mortar setting, but they still need to see them.
That's right.
This has been a life-changing platform for our districts that license it, and we train their therapists, and then they're off to the races, and they can do their job and feel good about doing what they're doing.
Larry, if I could just add to what Diana said, because I know a lot of educational service agencies will be listening to this program. If they don't listen to it live, they always get the link, and then they want to listen to the link to hear what they might have missed.
Yeah.
So everything that Diana just said, it holds true for the ESAs. So if an ESA wanted a platform to put their services on, but they don't have the capacity in most cases to build it themselves, they can partner with Diana and eTherapy and use the platform just like a school district would. So, Diana, I don't mean to be putting your words in your mouth, but we've worked together long enough. I know that that's part of the deal. And so please, if you're from an educational service agency and don't have a platform and would like to be able to offer that and work with eTherapy, it's a great phone call to make.
Yes, thank you, Joan, for saying that. I meant to address that. And particularly, we do have our ESAs on there, and they're wonderful partners. And we've solved so many problems for them. One thing, you know, they have their vision therapists on there. So students who are receiving VI services, they have their own vision therapists on there. They have their OTs on there. They have their PTs and their SLPs on there and their counselors. And I know it's been amazing for them as well. So thank you for reiterating that. That's huge.
Well, you two did. You're a tag team. I got to tell you, Joan Wade and Diana Parafitic, you guys are pretty good. I got to tell you, we've been working together a long time. You're buddies. And I know they had two straws in that martini, not just one. I know that.
There you go.
I figured that out. Okay, you two are terrific. Okay, let me remind everybody, okay, it's eTherapy. This is Diana Parafitic. She's the founder, and it's electronic-therapy.com. Check it out. And AESA is AESA.us. As I always say, you've heard me say it, Joan, the hidden gems of K-12 education, without question. It's the best kept secret in the world. And I'll tell you, what you guys do is just amazing. Diana, it's a pleasure to get to know you. We'll talk more.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're more than
welcome.
Thank
you, Larry.
It was a pleasure having you. Joan, you take care, and I will talk to you guys soon. Both of you, please, it ain't over yet. Just stay safe, okay? Please.
Absolutely. Yes. You too.
Great.
You too, Larry. Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, that's Joan and Diana, okay? eTherapy, electronic-therapy.com. All right, Joan's AESA.us. I'm just going to give you a little rundown here. So then you're going to go to seltoday.org and see what we're doing over there for social-emotional learning. And our usual website is ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is a good show. Thanks for listening, everybody.